So first of all, I'm just curious where you got the idea for this. I mean, we played you the show, and the show is about death, which doesn't suggest a whole lot visually. Then what did you do?
Well, I was listening to a portion of the show that talked about these little everyday things. Particularly, I remember two, and they were juxtaposed. It was a curtain falling at the end of the play, and someone closing up their shop, locking the door at the end of a day. Something clicked hearing those two things back to back. The way they juxtaposed, it sort of made it seem important, or I don't know, it seemed bigger than those two little actions. From that point, I just started thinking of a bunch of little things. My mind just started tumbling over these little things, like someone raises their hand, someone... I forget what the original list was, like a baseball's hit, someone raised their hand, a court gavel hits
the wood.
So you
made a list of little moments that what? That stay impressed in your mind, or that give you little thrills or little pains?
You know, there were moments where I thought something visually happened, something clear came and went. You know, it was. The more I started thinking about it, at least wanting to capture moments of life, and why capture moments of life. I mean, it got sort of a. There were points where it got a little bit too brainy, like it just got caught up in itself. Where I was like, okay, what is a moment? Like, what do I want to capture as a moment? And I distilled it to, it's the point. It's like the apex in between cause and effect, or it's when cause dies and effect is born. So each moment I kind of saw as like a death and a birth. And that, yeah, that.
But then, so you made a list. How long was the list?
The first list was maybe, I don't know, like 150 things.
150. Well, and what were you thinking? You were going to shoot all this stuff. Original footage from you.
Yeah, I wanted to shoot each action.
Are the ones that you included ones that were on your original list, or are they all kind of creeping through a back door?
Yeah, they sort of snuck in. Most of them snuck in, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I went out into the streets or to each location. Each location I went out to shoot, I had a list, and I had like six things that I had written down. And what would happen was I'd only get two of those. But there'd be 3, 4, 5, 6 things happening as I was there that seemed way better than what I had written down. It seemed natural to the space. It seemed full, you know, and those are the ones that I think really kind of strike you, and they did to me. What's a good example of that?
Well, a kid makes a hit, and then a little roly-poly guy comes and goes, yes!
Right
over the home
okay,
plate.
So that's perfect. The shot, or what I wanted, was a kid kicking a kickball. And we got that. So that was intended. And then the unintended was the celebration. Mm-hmm. And I think that for me is, that's like the warm part. That's the part that's full of life.
Did it come together with a struggle, or did it come together magically, or something in between?
I was surprised with how well it came together. I had a hunch that it would gel, and there would be something bigger than each individual piece in the whole segment. I knew that was a possibility. But there's definitely a grace to this. There's an elegance in the piece that was unexpected for me, and I don't think I had much to do with it. It just sort of, that dance just kind of jumped into my computer somehow.
When did you know that it was happening?
There's three shots. It was the footprint montage. It was the baby's foot getting pressed on the pink sheet of paper, the footprint, to the baby's first steps, to the grave digger walking into frame and throwing dirt into on top of the coffin, and then the ocean, the footprint in the sand, being, you know, imprinted on the sand, and the wave washes it away. And when those just sort of happened on the screen, it felt really like my heart fluttered. And I get that when I watch other people's work, but with mine it's far too analytical, or just it's too methodical to feel for it. I don't have an emotional connection to my work as I'm making it, or not even after it. It's a machine. Mm-hmm. But those shots, the way they sort of fell onto one another completely unexpectedly, it was totally unexpected. I don't know. My chin was in my hands, and I was like, what is going on here?
In a way, these things are all collected, so there's almost a eulogy in them, but there's also a sort of dance in them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe they're the same thing, I suppose.
I'm not sure if I still... The only way that death made sense in the whole thing to me was whatever I liked, whatever was grabbing my eye that I wanted to capture. We broke down the camera after that died. So there'd be something I was drawn to. It would flutter and then die. And then we'd break down the camera and go elsewhere and catch another one.
Oh. So you would never put the camera down until something was done.
Yeah.
Capital D.
Yes.
So doneness is part of all this, obviously.
Yeah.
Just deep in the sinew of it.
It's
but so is begin.
Well, that's what I was saying. The apex thing.
Yeah.
Cause is killed and effect is born.